Well, joining me today, I have lecturer and meteorologist Martin Babican joining me right now. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Good morning, Shane. I'm all right. Thank you.
That's the way. Now, very interesting weather conditions of late. We've had a warm start to autumn.
Yes, it's amazing weather patterns emerging right across Australia, the whole continent. Looking at the reason behind it is it's because of the neutral weather conditions. The ocean, the warmer temperatures from eastern Pacific is pushed towards Australia. And then the sea surface temperatures is warmer than normal. And the conditions are just warm at this stage. I don't think that's going to change. So it means in the Southern Oscillation Index, it's expected to remain neutral throughout the winter. In the tropical Pacific, the El Nino Southern Oscillation Index is neutral, and there's no La Nina, there's no El Nino. All climatic models indicating tropical Pacific Ocean will continue to warm slowly again, but temperature will remain close to the average, but southern hemisphere winter, in southern hemisphere winter. So it means we're not going to have colder temperatures. It's going to be close to the average temperatures. And there's a weather forecast outlook for 3 months, from May to July. We're going to put it on the web link. Go to the latest Outlook video. It tells you weather forecast in every part of Australia now by top-level bureau scientists. That's what how the weather is going to be outlook looks like. And looking weather conditions now, looking weather situation right now, there's a high-pressure system over Southeast Australia slowly drifting east, promoting a dry conditions through most of the New South Wales. That's very important conditions right now. It's going to be very dry, very partly cloudy, but no rain at all. The high will shift to the central Tasman Sea today while maintaining a ridge towards the coast and bringing warmer northerly winds to the region. Temperatures start rising again because of this situation. Part of the southern and central inland should see some showers because there's another front coming across bringing some light showers with it. After that shower moves away, and there's another high-pressure system developing. So the cycle is virtually developing after this weather pattern. Looking at the 2 weeks outlook, looking at week one, looking at this week, from the 2nd of May till 8th of May, Wednesday, the 2nd of May, partly sunny, maximum temperature 29 degrees. And then relative humidity 46%, no rain, soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 18 degrees. On Thursday, a few clouds, then mostly sunny, maximum temperature 29, relative humidity 32%, no rain. On Friday, mostly cloudy, then partly sunny, maximum temperature 25, humidity 29%. On Saturday, sunny, maximum temperature 24, humidity 28%. On Sunday, sunny, then few clouds, maximum temperature 25, humidity 34%. On Monday, mostly cloudy, maximum temperature 22, and humidity 46%. On Tuesday, partly sunny, maximum temperature 24, and then humidity 28%. Soil moisture has changed slightly. Started from Wednesday 18% and then dropped on Tuesday the 8th, dropped to 19%. So it means the soil moisture started a little bit warmer and cooling off slightly, nothing much really. Looking at week two, from 9th of May till about 14th of May, Wednesday, only day of rain. We call it rain on Wednesday. Maximum 22, relative humidity 75%, 5 millimeters of rain, soil moisture 14%, soil temperature 17 degrees. On Thursday, few clouds, maximum temperature 24, humidity 61%, and then on Friday, few clouds, maximum 25, humidity 48%. On Saturday, few clouds, maximum 24, humidity 44%. On Saturday, on Sunday, few clouds, maximum 23%, 23 degrees, and then humidity 59%. On Monday, light showers, maximum 22, humidity 73%. The soil moisture is dropped completely. It was 19% last week, and this second week is going to be 14% dropping to 13%. Soil temperature about 17 dropping to 15. So soil temperature is cooling off. Soil moisture is dropping down in the second week. But the rain is only on Wednesday the 9th, 5 millimeters, and then light rain showers on Monday the 14th, 2 millimeters. So 7 millimeters in week 2, nothing in week 1, not much rain. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for your excellent weather analysis. And, of course, for more information, they can go to our website. That's bucketsradio.com.au. And if you'd like to email Martin a question, you can do that by emailing support@bucketsradio.com.au. Martin, thank you so much for your excellent weather analysis.
Thank you very much.